Hey, podcasters, welcome to Wednesday, the Wednesday show.
Yes, mix it up. I don't know if you listened to yesterday's podcast, but we recorded this before the show, and this is also recorded before the show. So, I mean, it's hard to tell you what's coming up. I mean, we know we have a show plan, which tells you everything.
You're doing some quilling.
I'm not even acknowledging that. I'm pushing on.
Well, quilling is a form of paper art. For those playing along at home.
How do we feel? You know how like we finished the show with the show rating?
Yeah.
But what about like a pre-show? How are we going to go?
How do
with
we
this?
Think it's going to go? I think, I think fun facts will be fun.
Well, can I read you? So my girlfriend texts me and she's like, I'm going to bed. I'm pretty tired. Can you just tell me what's on the show? So this is my exact message to her. This is my summary of the show plan. Sure. Fuel, Rain, Drew Barrymore, Hugh Jackman, X's, Australian Idol, and M&M's.
Yeah, wow. It's a good sum up.
You know what my girlfriend got?
What?
Good night.
I haven't spoken to my partner in ages.
For years?
3 days.
No, a couple of hours.
Why?
Well, Diana's working.
Yeah, Diana and I are both working. So we just head down, bum up.
Diana's working.
I'm working.
I'm working.
This is a little peek.
Behind the curtains.
You had a certain hairstyle, right, today when you came in the office.
Yes.
And Nathan and I said to you we were going to talk about it on the show.
Mm.
And then you went into the bathroom, you've changed your hairstyle.
Well, I'll be honest.
Is that because we wouldn't
talk
about
it? Grace decided to use every bobby pin known to mankind in her hair.
I have.
There's more bobby pins than hair in your.
That was supposed to be like a deliberate look because it is like people just wearing lots of bobby pins. It's a thing.
Is it a thing?
It is.
Didn't know.
So I was trying to do that because I also got little fringy bits. So I was trying to kind of keep it off my face, but it just wasn't sticking the way I wanted it to stick. But now it's actually better. I think it's settled.
I like it
better.
Now.
Yeah.
Where are all the bobby
didn't
pins?
Like it before.
They're still in there and the rest are in my pocket.
Oh.
I think it's a lot of work, doesn't it?
Hair, yeah.
I'm thinking about, I had an idea of cut my hair again the other day. It's
Jimmy, not shaving. Were you going to say shaving?
I was going to say shaving.
Don't do it.
Nah. I thought about it for like a couple, like a minute maybe, 30 seconds.
And I like long hair, Jim. Not too long.
I like, yeah, I reckon you could. I saw a photo the other day. I was going through photos on my phone. There was a photo of you, Jim, where your hair was maybe 2 or 3 inches shorter. It looked quite nice. Still kind of
shaggy,
tussled. Shaggy. But it just wasn't so like raggy. Caveman.
Oh, so he's a bit caveman.
That's how you think caveman
is.
It's
like surfer caveman.
Is he a bit primal at the moment?
Yeah.
Liver King here. Shout out to my primals. We all across Liver King?
No.
Why are you laughing then?
I don't know.
You across Liver King?
No, I was laughing at voice.
Oh, you don't know what Liver King is
either?
I
thought you were just
Liver
doing
King?
Yeah. No. So it comes up my TikTok all the time.
I thought you were just doing a fun voice.
Yeah, no, same.
So there's a guy on TikTok, I believe his handle is at Liver King, and he eats a primal ancestral diet. So he eats,
like Pete Evans, like paleo?
Well, he's not paleo. He doesn't say that. He eats everything that he like catches and cooks on fires. It's all like meats and grains.
Like a caveman
and, like,
diet.
Caveman
I have seen this dude.
Yeah, and he's always his shirt off. He has a beard.
Yeah, I know the guy. And he does requests and stuff.
Yeah, he does. Like he starts his videos with, hello, Liver King here. Oh, that's a bad impression, actually. The one before was probably better.
I like the one where I thought you were doing a voice. That was good.
Isn't coming up on my TikTok. My TikTok at the moment is only that Jewish boys choir, Miami boys choir.
No, I don't know what that is.
Constant.
Nathan was getting just people telling him to drink water.
Yeah, hydrate. No, it was one particular influencer.
Oh.
Yeah, that tells everybody to drink water.
Do you guys get those videos being like, here's your reminder to do your like Kegels? No, you don't get those?
Why? Why would we get that?
Men can get Kegels. They have pelvic floors too.
What are Kegels?
It's the vagina exercises.
Well, pelvic floor exercises.
Wait, it's Kegels an exercise or is it something you have? Do I have Kegels?
No, you have a pelvic floor.
Oh.
And it's like Kegels squeezing and releasing your pelvic floor.
You need to put like a cream on it.
Oh, that's right. You've got Kegels.
You're using
like
bagels.
Bagels? No, I meant like a medical cream.
I was thinking.
Not cream cheese.
Not a tasty cream. Not Philadelphia.
Hey, is that Kegels? Have you got Kegels on this bagel?
Oh, I think you mean bagels.
I was thinking hemorrhoids. Kegels.
Oh,
like
that's
it's
what
a thing.
I was thinking that too.
What's that thing? Hernia. I thought hernia, hemorrhoids, Kegels. I thought they may have all been.
Kegels sounds like it's a condition.
No, it's an exercise.
You're going to take 2 weeks off, mate. You got Kegels.
Do you do Kegels?
When the TikToks come up.
When the TikToks up, you're like.
It's so you don't like, you know, pee yourself a little bit when you laugh or.
You need to do a few more Kegels, mate.
What?
What do you want? What's
nothing.
Wrong?
I didn't say anything.
But you gave us a look.
You gave us a look.
And we have to say, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
The listener can't see you.
Oh, I didn't know I had a look.
What about what we discovered about you from your partner today that we spoke about over dinner?
Yeah, that's not making it to the podcast.
You can guess.
No!
I actually didn't hear you. Did I talk over you? I'm so sorry, Nath. What did you say?
It's out there now. If you heard it, you heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won't say it again.
Say it again.
The thing about a podcast is you can just rewind.
You just sit back.
I get control. I put the podcast up. I can beep it out.
Oh, true. She could.
True. Yeah, that's so true. Bones. Audio Bones does.
Well, a little bit of both. Oh. I put it up. He edits the first half. I put it up.
She's so handsy.
I know.
You've been doing the Italian hand a lot lately.
I have been. I'm not sure why.
Why is that?
I don't know, actually.
You feeling Italian?
No, I'm just feeling handsy.
What is your heritage? Jim, slide over a bit. What is your heritage?
My grandmother's Polish.
That's right.
My hands are above the desk.
Yeah, Grace, you're being handsy. What's going on, mate?
I don't know.
It's going to be a great show, guys.
I hope.
This is like the warm-up. I like doing these before the show now.
You
know what I mean? So it's just like warming. We're warming up. Bit of bants. You know what I mean? We haven't really planned anything. We're just talking.
Switching on.
Whatever. Our boss said that the other day. He's like, just turn the mics on. Just talk. Don't need to plan it. It's a podcast.
Who said
that?
The
other day, our boss.
What boss said that?
Ego said that the other day to us, remember? When she was sick. By the other day, I mean like a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Talking about this exact thing. About a podcast. About a pod.
This one's for you, Ego.
He's a bossy at the station.
He's a boss. I said that. I did say a boss.
Enjoy the podcast.
And you're wrapping it up, are you?
No.
Well, is there more?
Wrap it up on a big lull, do you? Gee whiz. Wait till we're at the very bottom and let people out.
That's what... you don't listen to a lot of podcasts, do you?
Oh, so I've got a couple that I listen
to. But they're like radio shows or something.
I listen to Smartless.
Smartless, yeah. But remember how they like at the end, they're talking and they're just going around in circles?
They just go in circles,
A lot of podcasts just end that way because it's like all the good stuff's happened.
And
it's like,
anyway, we'll see you next week with our guest. Yeah. Next week.
Bye.
Next. Well, that's a wrap.
See ya.
And then I was like, is that Moses and bye?
Oh, that's a rugby league joke, that one.
I was so confused.
A Smartless joke as well.
Yeah.
Very niche.
They do a bye.
So that way they always have somewhere to end. You know what I mean?
Oh, like when we do the show. Adios, Australia.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Like the goodbye song.
You know what I mean?
We could all sing, had a little fun today.
Who
was that?
That one that they sing. I can't say their name.
Oh, the Abby Chatfield.
Yeah.
The Abby Chatfield show. Yeah, they go so long.
Farewell. Yeah, I was saying.
Was that what you were trying to sing? Because I did not get that.
Did not sound like that language.
Well, I haven't seen the movie. What is
Sound
it? Sound of Music?
Sound of Music.
I'm not watching
what?
It.
What are you laughing
at? I was just singing about my dad.
Oh, what is it? Your face.
You can't say that.
No, you can't.
Audio Bones, beep it out.
Beep it.
Anyway, enjoy the show.
Anyway. Next week on the
Now that's a podcast.
Is
top.
It?
It is.
I liked it. It was fun. It's nice. We got time.
That's what it should be.
Just a bit unhinged.
What's wrong?
Enjoy the podcast.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Oh, yes. Middle of the week. Let's do this, Australia. Welcome to the top of the Hump Day Mountain. Happy Wednesday night. Team, how are we? Producer Grace?
Yeah, I'm good.
Freaked out then. Never been asked how you're going?
I just didn't think you'd come to me first, you know what I mean? Normally you're like, Jim, you're in the show name. We'll chat to you first.
Yeah, but I just thought you're the first one that caught my eye, so I thought I'd ask you.
Because she's so beautiful.
Now, Jim, I don't want you to panic because I'm about to ask you something out of left field here. How you going, mate? I tried to give you a warning. I'm sorry, guys, for throwing those curveballs at you.
Just don't do it again.
Just start the show.
No, look, Nath, you shouldn't ask Grace such difficult questions.
I know, mate. It is my fault, and I apologise.
Grace, maybe live feedback for Nath. What are some questions, some easy ones for you, that he could ask in the future?
Be like, what are you doing tomorrow?
Okay.
I have no idea. Don't even ask.
So normally, Grace, let's try this out. Let's go, Nath. Let's pretend we're starting again, and you're going to ask Grace, what are you doing tomorrow?
Okay, ready? Here you go. All right. Hello, Australia. Happy Wednesday night. Producer Grace, let's go with you. What are you doing tomorrow?
Coming to work later.
And you wonder why your name's not in the show, mate.
Yeah, just for everyone out there who goes,
it should be Jimmy, Nathan, Grace.
That's the reason why.
We do get a lot of those comments, and that's very sweet, but there is a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Hey, you are phenomenal at other things.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's an executive producer.
She's the boss of the show, mate. Mm. She's the boss of the show.
She can't be relied upon to bring great talking to the radio.
Because
constantly.
You've got to understand, before this show gets to air, producer Grace is just slaving over the content. And hours combing through, trying to find what is perfect.
She's getting reamed behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Just making sure everything's, so we can have a great
100%
show.
100%, you've got to write all our scripts for the show. I mean, it was funny today when open with the joke of ask Grace how she's going.
Grace pretends not to answer.
Wow, to the letter of the script, guys. I love it when we're on script, which so is good, really guys. Good.
Thanks for the script.
Oh, it's good to be back, guys. Let's push on. Eh?
Jeez, last night was good and tonight's going to be even better.
On the way for your 9 p.m, everybody, just before 10 o'clock, Australia. I love this. We are looking for some funky theatres. We are looking again for some everybody together.
Funky feeders.
Of course, people who eat just a little bit weird.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, today or tonight is the last chance Australians will be able to take advantage of the temporary price cut at the Bowser. Yes, as of midnight tonight, so we're only, you know, a few hours away, fuel excise cuts will end.
Yeah, we're talking people into this. That's what we're doing.
We will see prices rise by about 25 cents a litre.
This is
25
huge.
Cents a litre after midnight. Isn't that wild?
I'm upset by this. I'm really upset by
it. I'm really angry because I found out about this today. Though, to be fair, we have known about this news for a while. I think I've even spoken about it before.
I've seen it in the news heaps, but keep going. It's like Christmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? You keep going, ages away.
I saw this today. I emailed you guys. I was like, I want to do it on the show. And so I went, I'm going to fill up on my way into work. I forgot.
Here's the thing. I feel like I haven't taken advantage of this petrol excise thing.
You should be doing more driving.
I know. I feel like I haven't taken... And I live opposite a petrol station. Allegedly the cheapest petrol station in the area, which is why I moved there. You know how many times I filled up there? Once.
Once, yeah. We're gonna need to wrap the show up early just so the three of us, Jimmy, Nathan, and producer Grace...
Squeeze in some E10. Squeezing some E10.
My car doesn't take ethanol, but it's only 10%, isn't it?
Oh, mate, absolutely.
That was fine. I want to ask now on 131060, are you filling up tonight? So I guess there's two options. You sort of knew about this.
Yep.
Actually, no, there's three. You knew about this and you're going to fill up.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know about it and...
You're finding out now
and you go, well, Jimmy Nath, I'm going to go fill up now before the prices. Or the third option is... You had no idea about it at all, but you were just going to fill up.
You were heading there anyway because you're heading close to zero or you're a petty pusher like Jimmy and I and you're well into zero at the moment.
You're driving home, you just listen to us anyway, and you're like just pulling up into a BP.
So I guess the question is 131060, you pumping? You pumping or not, guys?
Are you pumping petty?
Are you pumping petty tonight?
We're looking for the petty pumpers.
Yeah, we're looking for some petty pumpers.
Petty pumpers. Looking for the petty pumpers on the show.
Are you a petty pumper? 131060. What, producer Grace? What? Feedback already? What?
No feedback, just enjoying the show, guys.
Can you give us a petty pump?
Are you a petty pumper?
See?
Petty pumpers!
It's a petty pumper! All right, those people, 131060.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
And Nath, we've known about this for a while, I guess I'm trying to find out if Australia's like you and me, and we've totally forgot about it.
100%.
Because there's this fuel excise came out to lower fuel prices so we could all get around buying fuel. That ends midnight tonight.
I'm stressed because you and I just discussed, we haven't taken advantage of it.
No, haven't taken advantage of it. Should have done it today. We're going to have to leave the show a bit early so we can... Go fill the cars up. That'll see prices rise overnight by about 25 cents a litre.
This is huge. You and I are going to have to go back to putting 10 bucks in at a time.
And pushing.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to know, are you filling up tonight? So I guess the options are, you were filling up anyway, you were driving the petrol station, you're going to fill up because you knew about this.
Yes.
Or the third option, which I hope most of these are, is you heard us talk about it, so you've panicked.
And you've gone, oh shit.
Better go fill up then.
Tommy from Sydney, you pumping tonight, Tommy?
Yes, I am. Hey, guys.
How you going, Tommy? Have you already been, or are you on the way there now, or what's the go, Tommy?
I literally just finished pumping, and I didn't want to go earlier because it was so packed. Everyone was gone there, and all the petrol stations were so full.
Oh, okay. Of course. Well, so a lot of people listen to the show.
It. Yeah. Yes, no, the whole of Australia. That's the only reason they knew about this.
Thank you for clarifying that, Tommy.
So, Tommy, you're confirming that you didn't hear it from us. You were going to fill up because you knew about it.
Oh, just to keep you guys happy, I did hear it from you guys.
Oh, he's a good man, Tommy. Let's give him some whatever vouchers we're giving away. Red
give
Rooster.
Him some petrol, Grace.
I don't know if we can do that. Bree from Narre Warren. Hi, Bree.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Bree. You pumping tonight, Bree?
I am, and it's because of you guys.
Oh, gee.
Now, Bree, are you just saying that, or do you mean it?
Absolutely not. No, I finished at the gym, and I was driving home, and I was like, less than a quarter of a tank, it'll be fine. And then I heard you guys saying that it's going to end at midnight. So I was oblivious this whole time.
Just like us,
Bree. Welcome to the club, Bree.
Welcome.
This is good.
So unorganized people, yeah.
So did you go a full tank, Bree?
Probably, yeah. I'm about to.
Oh, heading there now.
Are you there? Can you see it yet, Bree?
Yeah, and it's still 189.9.
Oh, so imagine. Yeah, but tomorrow means it's going to be
that's
over
cheap
$2.
Version.
That's the cheap version.
Have you got a jerry can in the boot, Bree?
I don't, but I'll have to get one, hey.
Not like a water bottle? Or
go empty out a Powerade.
Put them into your hands. Just get any extra you can.
G'day, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, good, boys. How are you?
We're going all right, mate. You pumping tonight, Big Billy?
Literally just rocked up in the servo because of option number three, you guys said so.
Yes! Oh, my man, Bill.
We're helping out Australia.
Oh, dollar Bill. We love it. Bill, so you haven't filled up yet, but you are at the petty station at the moment. How much petty does the car need, Bill?
So I'm going to do 80 in this one, then I'm going to run home and grab the other one, which is 200.
Oh, smart cool. Man. How much is the petrol going for there, Bill?
Oh, geez, $1.99.
It's gonna be like
about on average, depending, 25 cents. So that'll be like nearly $2.
Oh, no. Same question, Bill. You got any jerry cans in the boot?
Oh, well, that one's got an auxiliary tank, so I'll be topping that one up too.
Oh, he's Bill. A clever man, Big Bill.
Living.
Ellie from Mildura, wrap things up. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Ellie. You pumping tonight?
Look, I've got to fill my car up anyway, but I currently work in a servo.
Okay.
This is, so you've had the inside word for, I mean, I know it has been public knowledge. Oh, you haven't?
Look, no, we get told like you guys. We don't get a, yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard this, Ellie. Like you work at a petrol station, but you don't get the heads up. It's just sort of like you're told that you've just got to bump the prices up.
Yep.
Ellie, do you get, you know how sometimes you work, when you work at a place, you might get 25% off or do you get any discounts?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Do you get like a crunchy bar or something?
Nah.
Okay. So, Ellie, how long have you been working today? When did you start?
I started at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I was meant to finish at 6, but the person I crossed over with, it's been that chaotic that I've got to come back.
So, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. How busy has it been today?
I served on my shift 500 plus.
500 plus? Did you have enough petrol?
Well, we ran out of diesel earlier today, and then we had to wait for a truck, yeah.
You ran out of diesel?
You ran out of...
How does that work? You just shut the pump off or you put a sign up?
Put signs up and wait for the truck.
Out of diesel.
Yeah, people are panicking.
So what about you, yourself? Did you fill up today?
I filled up yesterday, but yeah. I needed to fill up. But yeah, still got it cheap.
It's people are probably freaking out that much. They're probably, even though they're
they
out
do.
Of
there's still a line now. I'm just about to pull in and there's still a line
still
out to the road.
See, wow. That's Hilux is just putting unleaded in because they've...
Probably.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
A trailer for the new Deadpool movie dropped today, and fans are excited to find out that Hugh Jackman will be joining the movie as Wolverine.
Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
It was very good. Jimmy and I had a big, lengthy discussion about it this morning.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've not seen Wolverine, I've not seen Deadpool, and I've never seen a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, is this big news? It was all over my Twitter feed today, and if something from Marvel's made it onto my Twitter feed, it's probably pretty big news.
Look, and that's why you're so good at Gossip, Grace, because even if you're not into it, you'll bring it to the show.
That is incorrect. I was going to say, though, Nath, can I have a round of applause for producer Grace?
Of course you can.
Because she never brings things that she doesn't like. to gossip, but she has this time, so you deserve the applause.
Thank you so much. I can't say I'm super stoked about it, but I am doing it.
Because you even walked in today and you're like, hey, is this Deadpool, Hugh Jackman stuff? Is that? And we're like, yes. And you're like, okay.
All right, I'll do it.
I think because Hugh Jackman is loved.
Universally.
Even, I mean, Grace, you made the comment today, you loved him in Les Mis.
Yes.
Like, Hugh has done musicals. He's done the big action things. He's done little stuff. He can sing. He can dance.
He's a triple threat.
Yeah.
He's just got such a broad spectrum.
Has he won a Tony?
He's won a Tony.
Yeah, yeah. He got it for Boy From Oz.
So he has an EGOT. Does he have a Grammy?
No.
Yeah, he did win a Grammy. For the Greatest Showman.
Yeah, for Greatest Showman. But did he win a Grammy for that, or did the...
I think the musicians did.
The writers might. Those two kids.
But he was in the... He was thereabouts.
And also, hang on, he's an Aussie, guys. He's an Aussie.
That's what I mean, the other big thing is.
That's why he's the king.
He is the, like the Aussie actor that everyone loves. Like, I mean, everyone goes, oh, Chris Hemsworth. But it's like, no, it's Hugh Jackman.
No, but he's a triple threat.
Guys, what? Hugh Jackman has won a Tony, an Emmy, and a Grammy. He only has to win an Oscar.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, just an Oscar. Which is like his main thing.
There you go.
What's his main thing? He could very easily EGOT very soon. Oh, maybe not for Deadpool, but another movie, I'm sure.
Well, you never know. You haven't seen it, mate.
I think the big thing, Grace, is he'd been playing Wolverine. So this is a character that he plays.
Yes.
Which is coming back for Deadpool, right?
Yes.
This is so big because Hugh Jackman played Wolverine for such a long time and the character dies. Spoiler alert.
How's he coming back then? We don't know. It's a fictional movie.
They're not real, mate. It's not a true story. He's still alive.
It's not a doco.
But he played it for so long that he went, look, I'm getting older. I can't keep playing this character. You've got to be so fit, you know, because you've got the shirtless scenes. You've got to be ripped, whatever. And he's like, I've just done it. And I think the only reason he's coming back is because he's Ryan Reynolds. He's so close to them. They're actually mates. So
this is also the first time Deadpool is entering the Marvel Cinematic Universe because Wolverine's not in the other Deadpool movies, is he?
Correct. I mean, I don't want to go too heavy into it, but there was, I don't know if you know this, Nath, there was a script written about Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman being Wolverine. It was like going to be a buddy sort of cop movie.
Sure.
Where, you know, they're sort of like, they had to work together. They didn't want to.
Yeah.
But then Disney went and bought Fox Studios. Fox owns Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
And so now Disney owns everything.
Yep.
So now they're part of that.
So do you think Ryan and Hugh just went to coffee and Ryan's like, come on, it'll be good fun.
100%.
Come on, I'll shout the latte. You do Deadpool. You go, okay, fine.
There was like, I don't know if you saw like some of the comments, like John Krasinski, a whole bunch of other people just started being like, and I don't know if it's a bit, but they're like, I'd love to be involved. Can I be in the movie?
Well, they're saying the movie's not coming out until like September 2024, so it probably hasn't even been made yet.
Well, so Hugh's got to get back in shape. It's very
easy. Sorry, no, it definitely hasn't been made.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Coming out tomorrow.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, do we have an opener for this?
We certainly do, mate.
Just thinking, producer, where should I throw to it now or save it later? You know what I mean? Tell the story, then throw to it. Okay.
Yeah, but don't say the buzzwords. When you say the buzzwords, I'm going
to
play
I'll just point to you. I'll go.
No, say the buzzwords.
Oh,
what are the buzzwords?
He's been saying them all show.
Yeah.
Oh, are you a funky feeder?
Oh, no.
Are you a funky feeder?
Say it again.
Funky feeder.
I'm glad we didn't wait.
Well, you did say the words.
Yeah. Because we waited to the end of the break and then we were like, are you a funky feeder? No, not again? Okay.
Well, it's already playing. No. I can't stop it and start it again.
Oh, you can't, can you?
What, you want me to? Okay, all right. Wait for it to stop.
Are you a funky feeder?
Say it again.
Funky feeder.
Was that hard to stop it and start
Yeah,
again?
But it was a bit of a, you know, handbrake.
What do you think, Grace, as executive producer?
I think that was fine.
And it was just
a good example of the chemistry you two have.
Are you
she did say funky feeder!
Funky feeder! Are you funky feeder?
Say it again!
Funky feeder!
Whatever it works. We are asking on 301060. Are you one of those? Can't say it because it'll just fire. There's something wrong with the desk.
Grace has messed with the desk again.
I just messed with the desk. I don't know what's happened. What I mean, look, I'll tell you the story. Yep. So Drew Barrymore, she's come out on TikTok. She's uploaded this. She's put it out there. She's confessed that she orders pizzas. Then she scrapes the toppings off the pizzas.
No.
And puts them into a salad.
No.
Salad?
Why are you doing laps of the studio?
Oh, I was going to turn the phone lines on, but somebody already did it. Don't worry about me.
We had phones earlier, mate.
You can't just do laps of the studio.
You can't just get
I thought
up
you were trying to get
me.
Your steps up.
Get up behind me mid-show and just be like...
No, they're on. It's all good, guys. You can golf at intensity.
I thought you were doing like a change places.
I was like, because I held my laptop up to show Nathan Grace the photo. And I was like, no, Grace, I'm showing you the photo.
Guys, are we doing musical mics?
Imagine if you guys had to walk over here if I show you. Can you guys just walk over
guys,
here?
Guys, everyone stand up and change microphones.
Look, so she scrapes off, she orders pizzas, scrapes them off. So she has lettuce leaves and basically just scrapes the toppings off.
No.
So there's pepperoni, olives, onions, tomatoes all in the salad.
Does she eat the bear base separately or she just skips that all together?
Depends on how she's, the mood she's into. Sometimes she might, I don't want the carbs, but I want the yummy pizza topping.
No. I'll be honest. Drew Barrymore was already on the fence for me and now she's well and truly off the fence. No.
Are we canceling? Is this what we're doing
I don't
here?
Like Drew Barrymore at all after this. That's horrid.
She hasn't done anything good since E.T.
I mean, she was a child. She's done many good things
since then. Was she E.T.? I was wondering who was underneath that little rug.
Did you know that?
Underneath the rug.
Young Drew Barrymore.
With the big alien eyes. Phone home. God, she does a good alien.
She was great. I stand by it. But since then.
Well, maybe that's why she eats pizza, because she's not from this world, guys.
How you going, Grace?
I'm good.
We're just doing bits, mate. You know us. We're doing bits.
So look, I'm looking for that sort of stuff. So 131060, are you a funky feeder?
Are you a funky feeder?
Say it again.
Funky feeder.
Or do you know someone? So I'm looking for, yeah, maybe like you, a weird way you eat pizza like Drew Barrymore. Maybe you're a knife and fork with the pizza type of
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go, Grace. Go on.
My cousin used to eat pizza, but she'd eat the crust first and then get to the pointy bit.
Oh, reverse.
Okay, that's what we're looking
so
for.
So it's not specifically pizza, but that is a perfect example.
Yes. Pizza is something that you can eat
weirdly. Yeah, it is a weird one. I know knives and forks with pies. How do we feel on that?
Nah, not a fan of that.
Yeah, not a fan of that either. That's a weird one.
I'll be honest. I don't like when people eat a kiwi fruit with the skin.
No, that
is
absolutely
odd.
Not.
That
I saw
is
someone
strange.
Doing that in the office the other day. And I was like,
not in the office. Yeah. In the privacy of your own home, maybe. But okay. No.
What you should shame. You should, we should
I
shame
am,
them.
Yes.
What about this one? What about people who peel apples? Peeling apples.
With their fingers or with the peeler?
With the peeler.
How do you peel with your fingers?
I don't know. Like,
how good are your fingers?
Diana is lucky.
All right, 131060. One more time. We're looking for funky feeders.
Are you?
Whatever it is,
feeder?
Whatever the food is.
Funky feeder.
131060. Jump on the phones right now.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
It is the Jimmy Nash Show.
Nath, Drew Barrymore. She has shocked fans by the way she eats pizza. She orders the pizzas. She has lettuce at home. She scrapes the topping of the pizzas off into a bowl with the lettuce leaves, mixes it up to make said salad, and then just has dough lying.
Sickening. She awful, really fell off since 51st Dates.
Oh, she was in that.
That was good.
I take it back. E.T. and 51st Dates.
Yeah, two big ones.
And Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Charlie. Yeah, she's very good
three.
In that. Yeah.
Not the second Charlie's Angels.
Oh, God. Woeful film.
They shouldn't have gone again.
Why?
They shouldn't have gone again. But look, we've just asked 131060. Are you a funky feeder?
Are you a funky feeder?
Say it again.
Funky feeder.
What a great little short opener there.
Oh, very good. Just a quick one. Just an in and out, guys. Just an in and out. We're looking for people who eat things, anything, in a quirky way, in a different kind of way.
So it could be you or it could be someone you know.
Yeah. Mace from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Mace.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You are funky feeder, Mace.
Yeah, I sure am. It's only with KFC chicken nuggets. I peel all of the outside off before dipping the chicken into the sauce and eating it.
Now, what? No, Mace, I've seen this on TikTok. I've seen other people do this. And
I've been doing it for years.
Do you know anyone else that does it?
No, everyone thinks I'm so weird.
Okay, I have seen other people do it, but I will confess, I have thought they were weird.
Mate, I'm also in that category.
It tastes better.
Okay, you talk us through it. Why do you love doing it this way?
I don't know. I honestly think it just tastes better.
Do you? Okay, then what do you do with the skin, with
you're
the batter?
It.
Do you eat that afterwards?
No, I eat it first. I bite
so she's
it all
eating
off.
It as she's going.
Right, okay.
Chews it all
like,
off.
I bite the outside and then like I get like...
There's a nude nug.
A nude nug.
Nude nug.
So is it...
Yeah.
She removes the shell.
Okay, so you take its clothes off and have your way and then... Yeah. Okay, Mace.
That's exactly right.
You know what, Mace? I think we're going to have to try it. I mean, you know, you got to try everything once before you knock it.
Do you do it, Mace, because it slows the process down and means that you get to enjoy the nuggets for longer?
No, not at all. I don't know why. I've just always done it.
Okay.
And only with KFC. Like maggots, Macca's nuggets, normal.
Did you just say maggots?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Never been there.
I couldn't, anyways.
I don't know what you said. No, you just said maggots. Yeah.
We're moving on. Sorry, mate.
Emma from Tassie, are you a funky feeder, Em?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, Em. What's happened, Em?
I'm actually just so thrilled that I got through this.
Oh, hi, Em. Welcome.
You love you, Em. Hi. We love you, Em.
We How love everything you? You do, Em.
Oh, my God. I was literally, can I just, before I get into funky feeding.
Of course you can, mate. Certainly. Your show. Your
you
show.
Do whatever you want.
Finished, literally, got in the shower, put listener app on, and I was like, oh, there's my boys. Washing my hair, got out, and I'm like, oh, I'll call. I've got something to say.
So,
and then when Grace, producer Grace, picked up, I'm like, holy hell.
Yeah, that's like, you can say shit, mate. It's all right.
Sorry. I was trying to hold back.
Just so you listen to us nude in the shower.
Yes.
No, we were just talking about this. Something. We were just wondering the other night on the show, we were just wondering how many people listen to us in the shower. So
it's just like a little nude nug in the shower,
isn't it? My only time. I've emailed you guys so many times, like just saying how much I'm inspired by you guys. But yes, when I get home from work and put my son to bed, it's the only time I get to listen to you guys when I'm in the shower.
Oh, I love thanks, it. Thanks, Sam. That's inspired by us, though. I don't know about that one. Yes.
Thanks
for bringing us back, Em. We really appreciate it.
We'll get sidetracked.
As you can see, we're not very inspiring. You had to bring us back. Okay, funky feeders, Em, what do you do?
I eat pizza with a knife and fork.
Oh, okay.
So, at home or when you're out as well, Em?
Both.
And what do the people you're having dinner with, well, how do they respond to it?
They think I'm really weird.
Mm.
But it all started, I guess, when I was a teenager and started dating.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was one of these girls that was like really shy to eat in front of
a boy.
New partners.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. And especially with the, you know, like little bits of things that get between your teeth. And
yeah.
So I thought if I eat it with a knife and fork, it's going to not, like, it's going to look better.
Look, you know what, Em? I'm going to tell you, you know, you're going to, what you're going to try for us is, maybe not tonight because it's late, but tomorrow night.
Oh, Domino's still open.
No, thank you.
I want you to just have a go. Just by yourself at home, pick it up, put it in your mouth, give us a call, tell us how it is.
But you know what? If it's not a fresh brought pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's just one of those good old McCain frozen pizzas.
Yeah.
I'll just full hog that.
Right. Okay. So it's fancy pizza. You feel you need to be fancy and go knife and fork.
Yes, because the dough is really thick, so it can get between the teeth.
Okay, Emma. Em, I love you, but you're thinking too much about it. Eat the bloody pizza, mate.
Put it in your mouth.
Todd, also from Tassie. G'day, Todd.
G'day, guys. Long-time listener, very long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Toddy. We bloody love you, mate. Funky feeders. Talk us through it.
Deconstruct the Kit Kat every time, mate.
Deconstruct
every time.
Are you talking about, like, yes. you nibble off the chocolate around the wafer?
That's exactly right, Jimmy. I nibble it off.
I
nibble off both ends, and then I go to the sides and then the top, and then I go layer by layer of that deliciousness in my mouth.
Todd, is this a two-handed activity?
Or can depends you... on the size of the Kit Kat, I think, Nate.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean,
and you've seen me. I've had a few.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Wednesday night, and Jim, new research, get this, has revealed that 66%, huge amount, 66% of Aussies are still holding on to possessions of their exes because they want to avoid an awkward encounter. So they're holding on to their possessions, be they clothes, items that they own, furniture, anything, purely because they just don't want to awkwardly encounter the person that they've just broken up with or have broken up with in the past.
I don't get it.
Why?
What do you?
I don't understand. Producer Grace, you understand?
No, it's funny. I understand it. But when you sent this through, I thought people were holding on to things from their exes because they wanted something to remember them by or they just liked the thing.
No. They're saying because they don't want to have an awkward conversation like with the person they've broken up with. So like, for example, if you were with somebody, then broke up and all these clothes were at your house, instead of going to drop them over to that person, give them to them, they'll just hold on to it because they don't want to see the person again.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I'm confused because I just threw out all my ex's stuff.
You did?
Yeah, I wasn't going to keep it.
And you weren't going to give it back, so you just threw it out.
Yeah,
so
why would I keep it? Because like, keeping it is just you're going to remind yourself of them and then there's a chance that they may go, hey, have you got it? And you go, yeah, I do. Like this way, yeah, I just threw it in the bin.
Well, there is, I mean, another 25%.
I don't get it.
I'll say this one slowly. 25% of Aussies have also said they have let their exes keep things so, again, they can avoid seeing somebody. So, for example, you're like, okay, my girlfriend's got, or my ex-girlfriend has my insert item here, whatever it is, say a suit or something. You're like, you know what? She can keep it or throw it out because I don't want to see her again.
This is so, I've never had an ex that I've like, been afraid to talk to.
Well, we were just at your engagement party and half the people there were your exes.
No, it wasn't half. I had two exes.
Two-thirds. What? And so you've never had an awkward encounter.
No, I mean, I have stuff from exes still, but like it's, like, for instance, I have a little box in my wardrobe where, like, every little note I've gotten, little cards from my exes. Like, I just have little, like, a memento box. And so I thought we were talking about that sort of
thing. So you hold on to that as a memory. So, do you ever open it and get it out?
Yeah, every now and then.
With your current partner, Dinah?
Yeah, Dinah knows what's in there.
I'm either throwing their crap out or, you know, if it's something I need, like there was a glass table and a rug that my ex had bought.
Yeah.
I transferred the money for it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, both ways avoid seeing the person again.
Yeah,
don't they?
I was like, this is it. I own this now. Like, you know, you gotta make a cut there, guys. You gotta cut the cord.
No, because maybe a couple of years later you could be at your engagement party and all your exes could be there. How nice is that?
No, I don't want that.
That sounds like the worst thing ever. And at this point, Australia, I'd like it to know that
multiple.
Grace is in this weird I'm friends with them, we're all hanging out, whatever. I'm in the complete opposite. These people hate me.
So
this is two ends of the spectrum.
It is a me problem. I think I'm the common denominator in all my exes.
It's because you threw out their stuff. Yeah. I've come round. Try, you know that nice dress? Yeah, in the bin, mate.
Threw that hoodie out.
It is
my fault. I'm the commandant. But so, yeah, I don't want to see him.
That's fair enough. You know what I used to do with my... I mean, I've been with Meg now for almost 7 years now. So this is a long time ago. But I remember because I didn't want to see my ex because she broke up with me. So what I did was I put all her clothes in a plastic bag, dropped them on her front door, knocked on the door and ran away.
Knock and run.
I did a knock and run and left like her clothes in a little plastic bag there.
I mean, if you're very like that concerned about seeing her, just you don't even have to knock. She'll eventually open the door and be like, what's this?
Oh, a little fun package.
Yeah, no, you're right. The knocking's
the
on.
Knocking's
yeah,
on. The knocking's
you weirdo. On, isn't it? You could have just left because someone would have come out of that. That's the front door. Someone's going to stand over it.
Instead, you had to knock and sprint.
No, I left it next to a side window. That's what I did.
No one will ever come to this front door. I better knock, but I don't want to see him.
All right. 13 1060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Here's a question I want to ask.
You also lit it on fire, didn't you?
You don't have long. It was actually poo in a brown paper bag. That's what it was. 13 1060 What do you still have of your exes? What do you still have in your possession that belongs to your ex-partner? 13 1060
Just quickly, I want to ask Producer Grace something. Mm. Do you wear jewellery that exes have bought you?
Not jewelry, but I did have somebody that I hooked up with once left a t-shirt in my bedroom, and I often wear that.
Now, see, I'm fine with the clothing.
I do want that back.
I find
it's not you, Nathan.
It's my favourite shirt.
I'll give it back.
You love the shirt, Jim.
No, you give it back. No, I mean, I think like clothing, but I feel
jewelry when you buy quite jewelry, sentimental.
Yeah, when I've bought, I find it weird.
No, I do have jewelry that exes have given me, but they're in that memento box. I don't wear it.
Yeah. I have a watch that my ex-partner gave to me, which I still have and still often wear.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think
a
it's
watch
fine.
Is, yeah.
A watch is okay.
I think jewelry can be just very intimate.
Jewelry's watches, very intimate.
Yeah. Watches.
A watch, well, it just tells the time, mate.
T-shirt's a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Jeans are jeans.
Hats are hats.
The Jimmy and Nate Show
Podcast.
Just ask the question, 13, 10, 60, what do you still have of your exes, guys? What do you still have that belongs to your ex from however long ago? This is after new research has revealed that 66% of Aussies still holding on to possessions of their exes because they want to avoid an awkward encounter. But Jim, you made a good point. Just throw it out.
Well, I mean, I get holding on to stuff that maybe like you know, like if it's a couch or a bed.
Yeah, that's true, big things.
You know what I mean? It's not...
If it's hard rubbish.
Well, it's not, I'm not, yeah. Like, yeah. If you're holding on to, like, jumpers and shirts and stuff, and, like, they're not going to fit you.
When you just look at them?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I threw, you know, that stuff out if you don't want to see your partner. But then also, yeah, if it's like a bed or a couch, you're not keeping it to avoid them.
No.
You're keeping it because you sleep there.
It's convenient.
Or you sit on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, just chuck it on Facebook Marketplace if you really don't want it. Jordan from Coburg. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good, Jordan. What do you still have of your exes?
I've still got their TV, their birth certificate, passport.
Birth certificate? Like, oh, my God.
Passport?
Like clothing, shoes, like bed linen.
When did you break up, Jordan?
We broke up about 4 months ago.
These are like essential items. Like birth certificate.
Yeah.
Was it a bad breakup, Jordan?
It was good at the start. Sort of turned rough.
Yep.
We don't really talk anymore. I think that, yeah, he obviously knows that I've still got all of the belongings. I think it's more that it's in a safe spot, but we don't really talk about it. He still hasn't come collected his shoes or anything. I think he's just...
Right.
I don't really know. It's really weird.
So, I mean, is he just because he's, like, you're better at keeping things safe than he is? Is that why he's like, oh, you can hold on to the passport and birth certificate?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure. Personally, I wouldn't leave him with anybody else besides myself, but...
Yeah.
Are you friends with any of his friends or family, Jordan?
Yeah. I'm currently dating one of his old childhood friends, so I think that's part of the reason.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not a detective.
I'm not pointing fingers.
Yeah. But I mean... But I guess he knows that stuff's there, Jordan.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, yeah, I mean, if he needs to go overseas to Bali or something, he could just swing on by and, you know.
Hey, babe, want to come?
No. she's dating his childhood friend.
Dan from the Sunny Coast. Dan, what do you still have of your exes?
I've actually got a bunch of old books and CDs that I'm kind of propping up my coffee table. But also, how Jordan said she had a passport, my ex-girlfriend held my passport ransom until I returned a One Direction CD. I didn't even know it was in my house. I had to drive 8 hours to get it.
It doesn't seem like a fair trade passport for One Direction album, does it?
She had my Spotify account. She could have Spotified it.
So did you also say you had to drive 8 hours for it, Dan?
Yes, but I annoyed her because I told her I may have said I lost the game.
Right.
The game?
What game?
The aim of the game is not to think about the game. The moment you think about the game, you lose the game. And I wanted to say it on the radio to annoy people that are playing the game.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm very confused. Good on you, Dan. Nath from Broadmeadows. Hi, Nath. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Oh, we're going all right, bro. What do you still have of your exes?
So my missus used to hate the fact that I throw my toilet paper rolls on the floor. I didn't have a toilet holder. Yep. So she went and got me one from Bunnings, the suction cup ones.
Yeah.
And basically I broke up with her. And now every time I wipe my ass, I still think of my ex.
So you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Thelma Plum, the brown snake. Live around the country, hump day night. You got Jimmy Nath, welcome.
That song is about the Brisbane River. I don't know if that's true, but...
Maybe. That's what we were just talking about.
Don't know the Brisbane River's nickname is the Brown Snake. I feel like producer Grace has never been to Brisbane.
Did you turn that off or did I turn it off?
I don't know. Did I?
I think you turned it off, Nath. You had every reason to.
Yeah.
If you're listening the first hour of the show.
Sorry, Grace.
That's right. I've never been to Brisbane.
Oh, sorry. Don't do that again. That's a funny old button. You'll go to Brisbane one day.
One day.
One day.
Yeah, I can't believe you're in
this is crazy, guys. We're about to chat to Australian Idol. It's back. New judges premieres on Channel 7, 7 Plus in 2023.
This is huge. I forgot this was coming back.
Yeah, and as I I'm talking about this right now, it's I've messaged Nathan, round of applause for Scott Tweedy.
Yeah, Tweedy.
That's your round of applause for Tweety. He just messaged us on Instagram. And he said, hey, boys, I'd love to chat. A bit busy, as you can imagine. But he said, I'd love to chat next week. So we will chat to Tweeds next week.
I was about to say, do you want to cold call him right now?
He said, I have to lay low for a bit. It's a bit hectic.
Yeah, fair enough. He'd be doing media all over the place.
Yeah, if you didn't see it today, the new hosts are Scott Tweedy, who is a friend of the show. We absolutely love him. He's doing great things over in the US at the moment.
Great bloke.
He's actually filling in for Bo Ryan on The Amazing Race for a bit because Bo got COVID.
Yeah, wow.
So Scotty stepped in, doing an amazing job, and he's also co-hosting with Ricky Lee.
Yeah, this is a great little combo, isn't it?
Who was a 2004 contestant.
Probably one of the most successful to have come out of Australian Idol.
I mean, Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
Up there.
Shannon Knoll.
There were so many.
Jess Mowboy.
Jess Mowboy.
I'm just saying she's up there.
It's quite a few.
I'm not saying anyone else is not successful.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like you're having a go at everyone else.
There's the entirety of the Young Divas.
We always try and get Guy Sebastian on the show. Is that why we can't get him on? Because you just want Ricky Lee?
And that Joel and the Modern Day Poets?
Yeah. Paulini?
Yeah.
Paulini.
Kate Rouge.
Oh, now you're on board.
What's the group called?
The Young Divas.
Oh, Anthony Kalea?
Jeez.
What are you? Hey. Casey Donovan?
Why'd you stumble?
Because I thought I was saying the name wrong.
I was saying, you know when you say something
and you really commit to it, and you're like, is that wrong?
I'm glad you're not the host and you announce the winner as Casey Donovan.
Can't believe you guys voted for Casey Donovan.
Rob Mills. Courtney Act. There's so many.
You're the one who said Ricky Lee.
I didn't say there wasn't many. I just said Ricky Lee's up there.
Because there's not many.
You said Ricky Lee probably the most successful. The others suck. That's exactly what you said.
You did. Yeah. You said Ricky Lee's successful because no one else had any success. Yeah, everyone else sucks.
Absolutely.
You can't name one.
Yeah.
We've named about 20.
It's a million. We've named a whole casting of the show. Jeez. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, so straight on his back, massive shout out to Ricky Lee, the only successful contestant.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
The V Sisters, both announcing solo careers. It's called Untouched, live around the country. You got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Welcome.
Did one of them get married, Grace?
One of them got engaged recently.
Oh, congrats. Stealing your moves.
Lisa? Or the other one?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure.
I'll be honest, I don't know the other one's
but
name.
But it was really cute because they proposed to each other.
Oh.
As in like one of the Veronicas.
The sisters proposed to each other.
No. Proposed to her girlfriend. And then her girlfriend went, oh my God, I also have a ring and proposed back.
Oh. Set up.
No. I mean, you have an idea if someone's going to propose. But
you do.
You do.
Yeah.
But... Sounds set up.
I got you the same thing.
And also, yeah, then she launched her solo career. Oh, how convenient.
I think the solo career came first.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we launched the Jimmy and A show off the back of Grace's engagement.
Absolutely. 100%.
Anyone out there in the media industry, hey, if you want to launch something, get engaged.
Yeah, get someone engaged on the show.
It goes viral.
Mm.
Viral Wednesday.
Oh, viral.
Nice producer, Grace, do you know what the two M's in the M&Ms stand for?
I always thought it was, tasty.
No, I don't.
I'll be honest, I never thought about it.
Me neither.
I've seen this online. Some TikToks and videos have come out and said what it was. Nath, a lot of people are agreeing with you. They're saying that it was,
I actually only thought about this the other day when I drove past an M&M sign. And I was like, wonder what that stands for. And then I was like, I just assumed. I even said to my girlfriend, oh, I'm pretty sure it's, like tasty.
I just never thought about it. I went, well, M&Ms are M&Ms.
It's just a brand.
So they're actually two names. Forrest E. Mars Sr., the founder of Mars, and Bruce Murray, the son of Herschel Chocolates. The guy invented Herschel Chocolate.
Wow, chocolate royalty.
Yeah, so the big chocolate duo.
Wow.
After a fallout with his father, old Brucey Murray, in 1932, he went to England because he was like, stuff you, Dad. I don't like it. I'm going to make my own chocolate.
This happens a lot.
And they're going to be even better than yours, Dad.
Yeah.
Hershey's really big in the US. Like really, really
massive,
big.
Isn't it?
I would say, I don't know if you guys agree, it's not big here.
No, it's kind of like a novelty. Yeah.
In the US, when I lived there, everywhere. So big there. So his son, he goes over to England. He goes, I've got an idea for the best chocolate bar ever. I'll show you, Dad. And he made Mars bars.
That's pretty bloody good.
I'll be honest, Mars bars better than Hershey's.
And I would say Mars bars better than controversial. Also better than M&M's.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, he's about to go two for here, Nath. So he's invented.
Oh, this is the same dude.
Yeah. So he's gone to England, stuffed his dad. He goes, fuck you. You know, the forks.
Fork you.
Yeah. F-O-R-K.
I know. Yeah. Don't keep saying it.
Well, don't give me the look.
Fork you Friday. You know.
Everyone listens to Busey and
Aaron. Busey and Aaron.
Busey and Aaron.
Yeah.
So he's done that. He's moved to England, invented the Mars bar. He's living life.
Mm.
Then he noticed some volunteers, probably should be paid as employees, but we'll brush over that part of the story.
What? Okay, anyway, yeah, that's
wild. Apparently, so again, sidebar, this is really interesting. Mm. He goes,
side Mars bar, yeah.
Yes. He goes, guys, I own a chocolate factory. I don't need to pay you.
It's a Willy Wonka situation.
Yes. He goes,
oh, no.
He goes, come here and work. And you can have much chocolate as you want.
Oh, people need to live.
This is a weird. You know, every second Mars bar's got it, you get a free one inside anyway. So they're probably stoked with those, weren't they?
So they're working there for free. They start making their own chocolates because apparently it gets quite hot in the factory.
Oh, like a mutiny.
Well, no, because he goes, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah.
This does sound like fun.
As long as my Mars bars are being made, do whatever you want.
Go nuts.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So they started using the chocolate and they invented a hard sugar shell that would coat the chocolate. So even if it was hot in the factory, the chocolate wouldn't melt because the sugar shell would protect it.
Clever.
Are you telling me this guy stole this idea from his unpaid volunteers?
Look, when I read the story.
This is quite troublesome.
Now that I'm talking through it to you guys, I'm like, this guy's cooked.
Yeah. Do we need their labour and their intellectual property.
Do we need to cancel the inventor of Mars?
His dad, he probably didn't say stuff you do his dad. His dad went, you haven't been paying your employees. You've been stealing it. Someone probably came up with a Mars bar in the US and he stole it and moved to England. I'm sorry. I thought this was a great story.
Well, Hershey's Kisses didn't come from a chocolate. He would just go out and give everybody a kiss.
No, yeah, no.
Probably the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. I get where you're at. Not true part of the story, but I appreciate
well,
the
what
beer.
Is true? No. You know what I mean? We're talking
this
chocolate.
Is,
Willy
I'm
Wonka,
telling.
I don't know.
This guy's cooked. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I was bringing a really nice story. This man is...
Well, we've learned something, and
no,
that's
we have.
Nice.
We have. Mm. We have. We've learned. I was really interested in it. And yeah, so then he went back to the US to Forrest E. Mars and was like, hey, let's make M&M's. So.
Yeah, he stole it.
Oh, I wish the answer was,
He's probably wishing that now. So, look, after this, I feel like this is something that people don't know. You'd agree with me, guys?
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
So I want to ask on 131060, what do you know that no one else knows? Have you got some sort of trivia, some sort of fact, something that you always tell people and people go, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like both of you don't have examples here, so I do have one ready.
Yes.
Is it about M&Ms?
No, I've told you this on the show before, and I've told many people this and they didn't know. So CeeLo Green, the singer, I was driving around town with the girl I know, is Gnarls Barkley.
This
blew
my mind when you told me this.
Wild.
I told you this live on the show once.
Yeah.
And you both were like, that's not true.
We fully stopped down and was like, no, we need to investigate this. It's true.
Same dude.
Yeah.
So that is one that I always tell people and they go, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did have a think about fun facts that blew my mind. It's a sports one, which will be surprising to everyone. But I also told you this on the show. David Attenborough invented the yellow tennis ball.
Yeah, you
as
did.
As in tennis balls
great
were white.
Fact.
But then David Attenborough was a producer at the TV station and said, you know what would look great on TV? Yellow balls.
Yeah. David, you should really get a cream.
David, they're not supposed to be that colour.
David, you need to see somebody.
And this is a children's program about animals.
David, zip it up,
we
David.
We don't want to see your balls, David.
David, put it away. The wildlife of David's undercarriage.
As I pull up my penis,
David,
you can
stop.
See two
David.
Furry yellow
David.
Balls.
David, this is for kids.
And as we get the camera nice and close. No, David. Stop.
I'm so sorry.
And why
I truly
they...
did not hear that until I said it.
You had to go at me for saying four.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez, there's been some troublesome things in this talk, bro, hasn't there? Righto, Nath, your job. Get us out of here. 131060. What do you know that nobody else knows? A little sneaky fact, guys. 131060, jump on the phones.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, just asked 131060, what do you know that no one else does? Probably didn't make a lot of sense. Apologies if you listened to the radio just a little bit earlier there. We lost our minds.
Oh, we had fun, mate.
We were just having too much fun. Basically, I found out that M&M's stand for Forrest E. Mars and Bruce Murray.
It's wild.
So Mars and Murray.
Yeah.
And that's where the name M&M's come from. I told a few people that today. They just were like, wow, I didn't know that. So I just thought, you know, everyone kind of has that fact or that thing that they know that no one else knows.
Sounds like a radio show, Mars and Murray, doesn't it?
Mars and Murray.
Driving you home. Ricky from Geelong, what do you know, mate, that no one else does?
The song Glycerine by Bush, there is no percussion through the entire song.
Wow. Okay, so let me get it. I've got it here. Let me play it. So no percussion in the entire song, Ricky.
Yeah, that's what I believe anyway.
That's what you believe. All right, let's have a listen.
I'm pretty sure. Don't let the days go
by. Nothing so Sorry. Far.
It's a 4:12 song.
4 minutes left.
So, Ricky, you're just going to...
So, Ricky, are we going to have to take your word for it?
I hope so, yeah.
Hang on, a bit more. Oh, no, sorry, Ricky.
No, don't say that to Ricky.
No, good on you, Ricky. Great fact. There you go.
What? I just Googled, is there any percussion in Ricky from July?
Well, he might not be. Ricky, how do you know that, can I ask?
I think I'd actually read it somewhere or heard it somewhere, and it was just a random fact that I went, oh, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
And every time I've mentioned it, I've gone, nah, that's a lie.
Yeah. I mean, very rare. There's no percussion. Well done, Ricky. Good stuff.
I'm trying to Google it, but I'm not having it.
Well, you're Googling, is there percussion in Ricky from Geelong?
Yeah. No drums, no bass, just guitar and an orchestral accompaniment.
There you go. Checks out, Ricky.
Checks out, Ricky. Well done.
Keely from Garfield. Hi, Keely.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. Have you got something you know that no one else does?
I do. There's a company out there that turns dead bodies into ocean reef.
What?
What?
Yeah.
So dead bodies, so they take the dead body and then they turn it into an ocean reef.
Ocean reef. Yep.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying what, like I didn't believe you. I actually didn't hear you.
Oh, see, my what was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was like, they turn dead bodies into... I was like, what?
Okay. Ocean reefs.
How does that work, Keely?
I'm not 100% sure, but I used to work for a trauma cleaning company and I found it out. But the company is called Eternal Reefs if you look it up on Google.
Right. Okay. Google that too. Yeah. Okay. So, they break the...
Oh, in living legacies that memorize our loved ones.
Yeah.
Eternal Reef combines a cremation urn, ash scattering and a burial at sea into one meaningful permanent environmental tribute to life.
That's pretty cool. Imagine that. Imagine going out swimming and going, see that coral there? That's your great aunt. Keely finds that funny. Emma from Tassie, wrap things up. Em, what do you know that no one else does?
Hey, boy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Emma. What's going on?
Well, I literally got so excited thinking that I was the only one that knew this.
Okay.
But producer Grace rained on my parade.
Classic.
Yep.
Welcome to our lives.
So, the little flabby bit on your elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a little bit of a feel, okay. A bit of a pinch.
I'm feeling it now.
Hang on. Got it.
Yep. Everyone it's called a weenus.
Oh, M. I'm so sorry, but I have known this for a very long time, and I used to do it all. Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Well, I only know it, Em, because Grace is always like, "Did you know this was a weenus?"
No, we used to do it in primary school all the time.
It's so fun to play with. It's so great, and like my partner, if we're sitting down on the couch and we're watching a movie, I'll just grab his little his weenus.
His little weenus.
He's probably like, not that one.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
It is the Jimmy and Nate show. This is where we call it quitting time, Jim.
Yeah, quitting time. Producer Grace is already up on her feet. She's gone.
Keys are in the hand.
Getting a pen?
Pen, yes. To write something down.
What are you writing down?
Writing audio.
Or a little reminder.
I love a to-do list, so I just like to post-show things.
Do you write on your hand, ever?
I used to, but I don't anymore because it looks silly in photos.
How many photos are you taking with Borrow on your hand?
We literally sit in front of cameras like 3 hours a day.
Milk, bread. What's the producer Grace's arm?
She's done her shopping list.
Speaking of your arms, a lot of...
My arm's really itchy. I'm not sure why. Maybe a new laundry powder or something.
I mean, did you buy a new laundry powder?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe my mum did.
Oh, your mum does your washing.
I must be.
No,
nice.
I'm just living with mum at the moment. So
yeah,
she's
making her do your laundry.
I'm not making her do my laundry.
Does she do the laundry?
Yes.
Does she buy the laundry powder?
Yes.
You're making your mum do the laundry.
Do the laundry.
No, sometimes my partner does it as well.
True story. I had to go to Grace's once. It was like two years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
And I had to
go there. Yeah.
No, you did have to go there.
No, I did.
Long story.
Yeah.
Sad, Jim. Mm. But... Actually, I don't think, was this, no, this wasn't Sad Jim. This was Jim needed to do his laundry, remember?
No, it was Sad Jim.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh. Same trip.
Same trip.
Oh, same trip.
Same trip.
He rocked up Sad with a bag of laundry on his shoulder.
Well, anyway, I need to go to Grace's. I may or may not have been sad. It doesn't matter the story, but I had laundry to do and I was like, I'll do it. And Grace told me, don't worry, Mum will get it.
Oh.
Well,
and the maid will do it.
I went, no, it's fine, Grace, I'll do it.
Mum has this really fancy washing machine that I just don't know how to use. It's a washer dryer in one.
Oh, it's a two in one.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I've seen them. I don't want one. I still don't understand how it works. Well, how can I put clothes in and you tell me that they're washed and there's water in there, and
yeah,
then somehow later something happens that they're dry?
It doesn't seem safe.
It's like a self-driving car.
It doesn't seem safe to me. Yes.
I tell you what, I don't like washing machines that dry. I don't like self-driving cars, and I don't like air fryers.
No. Mm. Oh, air fryers I like. I love air fryers.
I hate them. I don't understand them.
They're, you know, so what? Good. I don't like printers. I don't think their technology has been updated enough, and they break too often.
Yeah, they do.
No, but I don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand them. You know what I don't understand? And I think even if I saw it, I still wouldn't believe in it. 3D printers.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
How does that work?
Yeah.
But on your point about the printers, like, you're so right. All you got to do is print. Why is there always a paper jam?
Yeah. Constantly. Or no toner.
No toner. Replace your own toner.
Or invent, yeah, you're right, Grace. Invent something that has, you know, more paper, more toner, more, less jams.
Because there's so many jams, isn't there?
I know. Mm. Strawberry.
So many.
Marmalade. Raspberry.
Show rating.
I wish
you're
doing that.
Be,
mate. No, I'm just
saying. You're up, walking around, getting a pen.
You've got to get home and order your mum to do something else, do you?
Mum's downstairs.
She's in the parking bay.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.